Okay, we are up to the Mishnah. We'll start again. Evan Ibn Nikna Bekasav and Bashtar. An Evan Ibn can be acquired by Kasav and Bashtar. There's a big shiloh who writes the star. It's not so simple. Because by Amavriya, we'll learn later who writes the star. By Evan, is usually the Meicher writes the star. He sells a field, he writes the star. By Kedushin, the husband, the buyer, writes the star. The acquirer, whatever you want to call him. Right, so how about by Evan Ivri? Is it the one who acquires the Evan Ivri? Or is it the Evan Ivri himself who writes his star that makes the kinyan when he hands it over to the one who is acquiring him? It's a big shiloh. V'kayna atzma b'shnau. Yesterday, let me just finish the next line. V'kayna atzma b'shanim, with years, u'b'yayvu, if yayvu comes in the middle, and even though the way the Chazal view yayvu is that he sold himself for 6 years, and then Yayvu frees him. What happens practically is that the one who buys him recognizes that Yayvu is coming in 3 years. That will automatically affect the sale price. But just the way the Chazal view it, it's a 6-year sale that gets cut off in the middle because of Yayvu. I think it might make a difference in Geroy and Kesef. So let's say after 2 years, he wants to, next year is Yayvu, but he wants to get out a year early. So is it a third of the sale price, or is it a sixth of the sale price? Because when he bought him, if he bought him for 6 years, in actuality, he only bought him for 3, but it's a 6-year sale, which Yayvu cuts. I don't know what the halacha is.
The drop mach in the beginning.
What?
The price that they settle on in the beginning, does that fluctuate? Is that negotiable? In other words...
Yes, because Manashek, if Bethan is selling him, Bethan sells him for, we'll see in the Gemara, Pashtas, the mount of the Gneva. Right? And if he sells himself, he sells himself for whatever he wants. Now, I want to make clear, there's no Masha Kana Evet Kana Rabbi by an Evet Ivri. An Evet Ivri has a private bank account, not the master's business at all. So he sells himself to the master for $600,000, goes into his bank account. Now, I'm wondering, and I don't know, and I think I can find this out, I just didn't have a chance to look. If he sold himself 3 years before Yayvu, and now he wants to buy himself back a year before Yayvu. Now, usually, it's a 6-year contract with each year worth a sixth of the sale price. Here, it was a 6-year contract which Yayvu was going to cut off.
So it's really essentially boils down to a year.
That's the shiling, Geroy and Kesef. Do we view it as a 6-year contract? Or we view it as a 3-year contract. It makes a big difference in how he buys himself back what he pays. Anyway, we'll worry about that. I don't know. I have to look it up. We'll be Geroy and Kesef. Now, yesterday, Menachem was here, and he asked, how about if a guy sold himself with a shtar? No money. Is there Geroy and Kesef or not? Rabbeinu Tam writes, no. That the halacha of Geroy and Kesef is only when he sold for money. There is no necessity of Geroy when he sold with a shtar. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. There are Rishayim that argue, and it's questionable how to do this, meaning Pashtas the Machloikas would be in the following case. Again, I'm just mentioning this Machloikas Rishayim. A guy sold himself, the kinyan was the shtar, but there was a payment of money. Why would a guy sell himself for free? Good. Usually there's a payment of money, except the kinyan was not the money. The kinyan was the shtar, and the payment came later. So, Rabbeinu Tam says, since the kinyan was shtar, there's no halacha of Geroy and Kesef. It's only said when the kinyan was money. And the other Rishayim say, there's still Geroy and Kesef, even though that was not the kinyan. So we'll go with Rabbeinu Tam Shita, because it's just simpler, yes.
So how does...
He will go out with Sheikh Shanim and Be'evo. He won't have that option. There's 3 options, and one doesn't apply. Going to Rabbeinu Tam, one does not apply. Can everybody please mute themselves? One option doesn't apply to the one going up at Geroy and Kesef.
So he can't buy himself back.
Can't buy himself back, correct. You say Ralav Amavriya, Shekhinah Asma B'Simanim, she goes out at 12, with Shtei Saras. Period. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Nikna B'Kesef B'Shtar G'var Yalofa, B'Shanim L'Shay Shei Shanim, Yaitza Chavshi. After 6 years, he goes out free. B'Yayvu, and Ponga B'Yayvu B'Tech Sheish, if Yayvu comes in the middle of 6 years. We'll be Geroy and Kesef, Paydeth Atzmai, U'Megarei Elu Adoinim B'Jainai, he redeems himself, and the master deducts from his price, T'Mai Shibu Hashanim Sh'Avdru. the years of the work of the years that passed. The money of the years that passed. Depends on his sale price. You sell him for the number of years. This Rashi indicates to me that if in 3 years it's Yovel, it's a third of the sale price. Because Rashi said, Asid losses Mishesh. He was supposed to go out with 6 years. Mashma, if he was supposed to go out with Yovel, then we would not say each year is a sixth of the sale price. We would recognize that it's only a third of the sale price. Again, that's my diyuk in Rashi. Yes?
What do you do in case he stole a ton of money and 6 years can't...
The Gemara will discuss it. Good point. Gemara will discuss it. You say, Rala, with Rashi, she kind of asked me, b'chol eila, she has sheishanim, she has yovel, she has gerah and kesef, ubis the money in Iris. She has an extra way of getting out. When she has some money in Iris, to the Afina Lel, the Viyatsachinam. Hanirza, now, Nirza is an Eved Ivri, after 6 years, with technicalities, he has to have had been given a Shivcha Knanis, he has to have had children with a Shivcha Knanis, and at the end of 6 years, he says, I want to stay. There's no payment to money. He wants to stay. So Nikna Betzia, the boring that Bezin does, he's called a nirza, a bored Eved. Not a bored as in guys who are bored in the middle of the year, but bored as
never,
they make
never,
a...
Never.
I said like people, I didn't say you. Like people that have the ear pierced. It's called a nirza. He's acquired through that act, that's a new kinyan, only for an Eved Ivri, and only after 6 years. The kindness acts by B'yayvu, automatically he goes out B'yayvu, no other option. He has to leave. If the master dies, he goes free. Whereas a regular Eved Ivri does not necessarily go free when his master dies. The Gemara will discuss. Rashi. The Rashi, B'mises Ha'adn, V'eina Eved Es Yarshav, does not work for the inheritors. Eved HaNimka B'tchilasai, U'meis Ha'adn B'toich Shesh, Mashlimim Yarshav. He does have to finish the 6 years for the inheritors, and the Gemara will discuss about who the inheritors are. The Kuliyel of the Gemara, this will all be learned out in Gemara. These are not logical things, these are Xeris HaKosovs, as we will explain as the Gemara goes along.
So they're both Eved Ivri, but when he did the boring thing, that changes
his status. Right. Dr. Gemara, back to Eved Ivri, Nikna B'Kasav Inelam. How do I know that an Eved Ivri is acquired through money? Amakra, Mikesef Miknasai. Now this pasuk is written by an Eved Ivri who sells himself to a guy. Goyim lived in Eretz Yisrael, and this was a guy who needed money, and there was a guy out there looking for an Eved Ivri, and again, we will see later all the halachas of how he goes out, if it's from a guy, but we'll see later on, that'll come up. But at this point, we're not interested in how he gets out. At this point, we're interested in how he gets acquired. The pasuk says, "Mikasef miknasai," that the guy bought him with money. Malamei chenikne mikasef. Rashi, "Mikasef miknasai." The Eved Ivri hanimka loy bekachav makasef medaber. It's talking about an Eved Ivri who sold himself to a guy. V'chisasig yad ger v'taishav. When a ger and taishav acquires the money to be able to buy an Eved Ivri. Menachem, I spoke out as the Machlokes Rishayim. If Rabbeinu Tam says clearly that somebody acquired with a shtar does not have the way of getting out the Gerah and Kesef. It's only somebody acquired with money. There are Rishayim that say that if money was paid, it wasn't the Kinyan, but it was paid afterwards, there is Gerah and Kesef. It's a Machlokes Rishayim. Dr. Gemara Vayta, Askechad Eben Ivri Hanim Kerloi V'Kechavim. That's by a guy.
If he needs the money, the guy, is there a tying on the Klal Yisrael for when that
happens? The Gemara will discuss later on that it shows how low this person fell, that he had to sell himself to a guy. It's like a low class, meaning usually Yidden don't sell themselves to Goyim. And it's a tying on Klal Yisrael, it's more a tying on the guy himself that he fell to that Madrega that no Yidden wants to buy him. Obviously, he must be not such a simple Eved to have in your house. That's how the Gemara describes it. But it could be a tie on Klai Yisrael too, it doesn't say. The Torah wrote it by an Eved Ivri who sells to a guy. Because that's how Goyim acquire. They acquire through money. Who says that that's the way a Yisrael would acquire an Eved Ivri? The Torah didn't write it when a Yid buys it. The Torah wrote it when a guy buys it. So who says that would apply across to when a Yid buys it? Rashi. Doesn't say that a guy can acquire by, like, a yid is kind of with meshicha, right? I want to kind of the chair, right? I'm kind of by pulling the chair or by picking up the chair, not by money. But a guy, he acquires it through kesef. So he has kesef as his kinyan. You didn't have different kinyanim. So who says that the guy's kinyan in Eved Ivri cross applies to a yid? Only by Yisrael, because the guy's kinyan is money, Eved Nikna Loi Bekesef. The Yisrael, I'm reading the Bach now, how do we know by Yisrael? Now, just want to point out that Rashi is doing something here, I'll explain. Is a Machloikas and Masechtos Bava Metzia, biblically, how a Yid is kinda. Rish Lakish says, biblically, a yid is kind of with Mashiach. A guy is kind of a kesef. The Gemara says clearly from a pasuk, whatever works by a yid doesn't work by a guy. A guy has a different kinyan than a yid.
Being acquired or
be acquiring. We're talking about a table and a chair and any item. So there's a machlokes and masechtos bava metzia. Biblically speaking, how does a yid acquire a chair or a table? Rabbi Rish Lakish says, biblically, he's acquiring it by Mashiach. And we have a drasha that what works for a yid does not work for a guy, what works for a guy does not work for a yid. So if a yid acquires with Mashiach, the Gemara says a guy acquires with money. Rabbi Yechanan says, biblically, a yid acquires with money. The Rabbanan, for whatever reason, made a takana that he should acquire with Mashiach. But biblically, a yid acquired with money, and a guy acquired with Mashiach. Now here the Gemara says, Goyim acquire with money. That's only Rish Lakish's opinion. Rashi is going with Rish Lakish. It's according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not true. A guy acquires with Mashiach. The Gemara here says, Ashkechonai v'kechab m'hayav v'chol kinyane v'kesef. That is only according to Rish Lakish. It's according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not true. A guy acquires with Mashiach. But Rashi explains the Gemara according to Rish Lakish. Other we try to learn differently, but that's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. I'm just pointing it out. Zog the Gemara Vayter. Nimkel Yisrael Minalan. But how do I know an Eved Ivri that sells himself to Yisrael? How do I know that he is acquired by money? It's only written by a guy. A guy buying an Eved Ivri acquires him with cash. How do I know a Yid buying an Eved Ivri? That's the means of acquisition. Now let me explain something. Of course, usually, if you're going to get an Eved Ivri, you're going to pay cash. But that's not the kinyan. Just like when you buy a chair, you're probably going to pay cash too. But that's not the kinyan. The kinyan is the Mashiach. You can change your mind after the cash. There's a curse, but if you can change your mind. We want to know, how do I know that the means of acquisition is kesef? By a yid. How do I know that that's how he owns the Eved Ivri? That's what we're looking for. Again, he's going to pay because nobody sells himself for nothing. But that's not our question. How do I know it's the money that makes the transaction? By a yid, when he buys a chair, the money doesn't make the transaction. The transaction is Mashiach or Hakvah. Right? If I want to buy the watch, paying for it does not make the watch mine. It's picking it up that makes the watch mine. Or if I want to buy a table, it's dragging the table. It's not the money. So how do I know by Eved Ivri that the means of acquisition is kesef? The pasuk only wrote it when a guy acquires, because guyim acquire with money. And for the Gemara Amakra, the Havdei, we learned by Amavriya that the Torah says she has the ability to buy herself back. And the way the Torah wrote it is Shemelami Shemegarim Pijayna. You deduct from her price the yaitza. That means there was a price That means he acquired her with money, and now she deducts from that money. Since the Torah writes Mahavdeh to tell me that she deducts from the money of her sale. The money of her sale is the kinyan. Therefore, we see by Amavriya that she needs that kesef works. Rashi, she make a ras vagina, that she gets redeemed. Mashma v'havdish afa adayin b'sayay b'pajina. That's how the Gairis and Rashi. The master helps by automatically selling her whether he likes it or not, and by using the sale price as the base of what she deducts. Alma b'kesef nitna. The Eloi kana v'damim my megara. Here's this Rashi that seems to say there's no gero in kesef by star. Rashi says if there wasn't money in the kinyan, how do you deduct?
And proof that she was kind of with kesef, and that was something else. Of course he paid money, and of course there's giron kesef. So what?
So obviously Rashi's saying that the pasuk is saying that the deduction has to be from the sale itself. That's how Rashi understands it, and therefore must be is kind of a kesef. So that's how we learn it out. It says by Amavriya, Zakta Tagmara. That's because money works for Kedushin. If you remember, the Torah had a Hekish in Machera Sikach Loi, that the Torah compared an Amavriya to Kedushin. Kedushin can be done with money. Amavriya can be done with money. Evan every minalam, but who says it works for Evan? An Amavriya is different because she's a woman, and women can be acquired through money by Kedushin. So the Torah made a Hekish, not logical, but the Torah compared Kedushin and Amavriya, right? To tell me that Amavriya can be acquired through money, how do I know it goes across to Evan Ivri? That's the Gemara's question. Now, okay, I'm not finished yet. Zok the Gemara, Amikra. The Torah says that an Ivri or Ivriya sells himself. The Torah compares Ivri and Ivriya. So the Torah put them together. The Torah says Ivri is like Ivriya. What works for Ivri? What works for Ivriya? Works for Ivri. So I see that an Evet can be acquired by Kesef. Now, there are differences. Evet Ivri can only be sold after he's bar mitzvah. And Amavriya can only be sold before she is bat mitzvah. She goes out at bat mitzvah. But it says when he sells himself, the Ivri sells or the Ivriya sells. That means the Torah is comparing the sale to each other, that the kinyan happens the same way. That cash is a kinyan. That's how we learn it out. So again, let's follow the trend of the Gemara, the line. We wanted to learn it out from the fact that a guy buys a yid with money. Our answer was, goyim have their own kinyanim, yidin have their own kinyanim, you can't learn one from the other. So the Gemara says, you're right, but we know Amavriya can be sold for money from the halacha of Gero and Kesef. That tells us that Amavriya can be sold for money. So the Gemara is very nice. That's because Amavriya is like a woman, like Kedushin, because the Torah compared Amavriya to Kedushin. That's why she can be bought with money. But who says that would apply to Evet Ivri? Zakta Gemara, I have a Hekesh. The Pasuk put Ivri and Ivriya together to tell me that their means of acquisition is the same. Rashi.
So he gets it also with
Simon? No, he can't. He can't be sold till after Bar Mitzvah. This isn't the means of acquisition. The Torah is saying they both can be sold to you the same way. The kinyan is the same kinyan.
The father sell his son?
No. But whoever sells, the Torah is comparing the means of acquisition. I mentioned that right away, that there's a basic difference, that an Ivri can't sell himself to live to Bar Mitzvah, and an Amavriya goes out at Bas Mitzvah, so you'll never have them the same age. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Ashkechon Amavriya de Mikne Bekesef, Vadin Noisen. And it's logical. Hayaduk Nisha Bekesef, Kinyana Bekesef. We find marriage is done with money, so is Kinyan. Okay. So at this point, we've satisfied our Mandi Amar, at least according to one Mandi Amar. We'll see later on, it's not so simple. But we have an answer, at least so far. We learn now that an Evet Ivri is acquired for money from an Amavriya. And the reason we have a right to learn one from the other is because the Torah put them together, heckish. By writing Ivri Ayah Ivriya, the Torah tells me what works for Ivriya works for Ivri. Now, how much money do you need to buy an Eved Ivri? We learned earlier that to buy an Am Ivriya, you need more than a pruta, because you need to be able to deduct money and get to a pruta. That means a pruta is not enough to acquire an Am Ivriya. How about an Eved Ivri? At this point in the Gemara, does Eved Ivri also need the same amount of money as an Am Ivriya? Or is that a halacha in Am Ivriya, which doesn't go, again, we're only learning about means of acquisition. Who says the amount of money has to be the same, or does it have to be the same?
Is grown kesef by Eved Ivri?
Yes.
But
the Torah didn't write it that you need growing kesef by Eved Ivri. The Torah wrote it by Am Ivriya.
It can't be anything less than a
puta. Who says you need to have growing kesef? Maybe when it's applicable, it's applicable. When it's not applicable, it's not applicable. We learned it out of Am Ivriya because we learned that just like Yud has to be able to be done, right? And that's why you can't sell to your relatives. So Geron Kesef needs to be done. It has to be able to be done, just like Yud has to be able to be done. But that was how walking Am Ivriya. Does that go across to Eved Ivri?
So the Hekish doesn't automatically...
That's the Shailan Rishaynim. Some Rishaynim say you would need the same amount of money as Eved Ivri, as an Am Ivriya. Some say not. That's more difficult of the two, because once you have a Hekish, it should go on the whole thing.
I mean, but who's selling it? He's selling himself? Or
yes. At this point, well, we don't know yet. Let's give the Gemara a chance. We're not there yet. I mentioned yesterday there's two ways for an Eved Ivri to be sold. He either sells himself or pays himself.
Is that just a hekitimsa?
I don't know what you mean by that. Hebrew, I don't get it.
No, what I'm saying is that who's going to be the negotiator, Bezdin or him?
It depends who's selling him. If Bezdin sells him, they negotiate.
I'm saying, so that's all, it's just a hekitimsa, meaning is it he wants to get involved with the deal, or is he no Bezdin?
No. If a guy wants to sell himself, Bezdin's not involved. Just like Bezdin doesn't get involved when you sell a chair. Bezdin gets involved if he stole, and he got caught, and he has no money. That's when Bezdin gets involved.
And then the first time, the first case where he did himself?
He makes the price.
Right.
So I don't know what's bothering you.
No, what I'm saying is that is in both cases, he didn't have the money. He stole in both cases.
No, not true. What's the first person case? Sells himself because he can't get a job. I said this yesterday. I don't know where you were. I can't get a job. He hasn't been able to find work. He has a family to feed. And he can't go, he's sick and tired of begging all day. So he goes to somebody and says, buy me as an Eved Ivri. Give me X amount of money. I'll work for you for 6 years. I'll be your Eved Ivri. The money will go in my account. By the way, the master feeds his wife and kids while he's an Eved Ivri. That's part of the deal. And he puts money away in the bank. And after 6 years, he'll have a resume. That for 6 years, he worked for somebody. Now he can get himself a job.
Can he do that also if he stole?
If he stole, if you want
stole,
to,
stole.
Yeah, he could do it if he stole. Then he can sell himself for any price.
Right.
That's up to him.
Okay.
He can do it without stealing. A guy sells himself an Eved Ivri because he gets himself a job. Basically, an Eved Ivri, except for one or two exceptions, is an employee for 6 years. That's all he is. He can't quit. He can buy himself back, but he can't quit. An employee can quit, he can't quit. It's a 6-year contract that's not breakable.
And what if he decides he doesn't want to work anymore?
Has to pay. What happens, what is the old master do? The Gemara talked about the Eved Ivri that stops working. You know. Doesn't look good on the resume. That's all it is. An Eved Ivri is not your slave that you own like an Eved Kanani. He's an employee.
He found a long-lost uncle who has money, so now he wants to get out of it.
That he can buy himself out. Yes.
If someone is sold by Beis Din for theft, he can buy himself
out. If he gets money.
For what amount?
Well, if Beis Din sold him for whatever amount they sold him, And then he has a rich uncle that died. Now he has his own money. He pays the master. The guy got paid back from his gneva from Beth and Sale.
The person who got paid back has done so at the time of the sale.
Yeah. Bezen puts him up for sale. They sell him. They take the money and pay the Nixel.
Okay. And that is simply, he is sold simply for the price of...
That, again, I am not going to get involved. I'm going to let the Gemara get
there. Okay.
Zog Gemara Vayta. Ashtachan Mechru Bezen. That pasuk of Ki Yemachar Lecha Ivri or Yevriya, the Ivri is being sold by somebody else, like the Ivriya is being sold by somebody else. The case of the pasuk is not when they sold themselves, because as was mentioned before, an Ivriya can never sell herself. Somebody's always selling her, namely her father. The case of the pasuk of Ki Yemachar Lecha Ivri is when somebody is selling the Ivri. Now, a father can't sell his son, so the one who's selling him is Bezen. So the pasuk that compares Ivri and Ivriya is talking about an Eved Ivri that's bought, sold by Bezen, not an Eved Ivri that buys himself. That's what the pasuk is talking about. So there we have a hekesh. Just like a father can sell his daughter for cash, Bezen can sell an Eved for cash. But that's talking about when the sale is being done, he is the object and somebody else is selling him. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Because the pasuk is talking about the same as an Ivriya. An Ivriya is not selling herself. The father is selling her. So the Eved is also not being sold by himself. So that's where the pasuk made the comparison. So Dr. Gemara Ashkechan Mechru Bezen. That's a pasuk for when Bezen sold him. Hayel v'nimku bar karkai. He's being sold against his will, like a daughter is being sold against her will. That's where the Torah put the two together. How do I know if a guy sells himself that he has the same means of acquisition through money? The Torah is not talking about him in that pasuk. Zakti Gemara Yalov Sacher Sacher. We learn out Xerus Shava from selling himself to Bezen selling him. So now the drasha has expanded. We learn that Ivri from Ivriya, but that is only by one that Bezen sold. And then we have Xerus Shava that passes it on to a person who sells himself. So it's a two-step limud now. The Hekish to Ivriya, which is learned out from Kedushin. And now the Xerus Shava from the one Bezen sold to the guy who sells himself. Rashi. Sacher Sacher. It says by a guy who sells himself, your brother will become poor and he sells himself. He should be like an employee. By a guy that Bezen sells, it says at the end, you should give him presents because he works double like an employee. The parsha, that's written by Bezen. And the Gemara's answer is, this is Xerus Shava. Zakti Gemara, ha nichel amanda yalov sacher sacher. That's good if you hold to the Xerus Shava. So then you can tell me you learn out the guy who sells himself from the guy Bezen sells. El amanda lo yalov sacher sacher. But the mandi amanda does not learn out that Xerus Shava, as we will have momentarily. Ma'ikel amemar. According to him, there's no Xerus Shava. He didn't get that Xerus Shava from his Rebbe. Remember, Xerus Shavas are handed down from Sinai. And each Talmud had a Messiah from his Rebbe what the Xerus Shavas are. There's a man Yama that never got that Xerus Shava. So how does he know that the guy sells himself? So the Gemara on Makrov V'chisasik. It says, a guy sells himself to a Yid, and the next parasha talks about when a guy sells himself to a guy. And the pasuk puts a Vav at the beginning of selling himself to a guy. V'chisasik. Could have said kisasik. The is to say, whatever works for one, works for the other. And by a guy, it said he's kind of a kesef. So the vav compares it to the parsha before, and we learn out that a yid is also kind of a kesef. So according to this Mandi Amar, it's not learned out from Avriya. It's learned out from the vav, where the Torah compares selling himself to a guy to selling himself to a yid. And a guy that bets and sells is learning that from Avriah. A guy that sells himself is learning that from the Vav.
Now, if we say if Kesef would not have worked, would Mishmashika have worked?
We don't know. It's theoretical. Make it up. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say it. I'm not making it up.
You can't do Mishmashika in person.
Right? Why not? Why not?
You can do
Mishmashika in
person?
I want to know why not.
I thought
the sheep
was on a
metal tool. You can do it on an animal. Why can't you do it? Again, I'm not trying to be crude here, but why can't you do it on a person?
You're very crude to me.
I'm not crude to you. I don't want to be crude in calling a person like an animal. That's what I meant.
Oh. I was
theoretical, the Gemara never gets there because it's not true. Rashi. The mandalo yolov, the last little haqzer, shavu in the farish, mandalo knows the Gemara is going to play with it. V'chisasik, the Meicher Asher Leiv Kachavim. It starts V'chisasik. The Semchul LeParshis Meicher Aretz Yisrael, and the Torah juxtaposed it. Now I like to use that word next to a person that sells himself to Yisrael. The Yumad Nimkar LYisrael, the Nimkar Leiv Kachavim BeHakeisha with a comparison, but the Nimkar Leiv Kachavim Tziv Mikasev Miknasik. Zok the Gemara, the Yumad Elyam Mitachton. You learn out the top parsha from the bottom parsha. So we have now satisfied how we know an Eved Ivri is acquired by Kesef. We have two ways. One Mandi Amar says, we learn that Eved Ivri from Avriah. And we learn that Meicher Atzmai from Rechu Bezen was a Jereshava. One Mandi Amar says, Eved Ivri from Avriah is when Bezen sells him. Guy sells himself, we learn it out from the Vav that connects selling to a guy to selling to a yid. Two separate ways of doing it. Frank the Gemara. Umantana, the Loyola Sukhar Sukhar. Who is the Tana that doesn't compare, does not have the Xavier Shava, to compare the halachas of a guy who sells himself to a guy who buys and sells? Zakti Gemara, Hai Tanahu. It's the following Tana. Now, there are four halachas that are written by a guy who buys and sells, and they are not written by the guy who sells himself. One, 6 years. The halacha of 6 years is written in the parsha where Bezen sells. He sikna Eved Ivri, Rashi says, the machru Bezen. Pasik is talking about machru Bezen. The pasik ki machru lecha Ivri Ivriya v'avotcha sheishonim is talking about the machru Bezen. By selling himself, there is no rule called 6 years. Doesn't say it. One halacha. Second halacha is Bezen sells him. The Torah wrote a parsha that if he wants to stay on, you bore him. It's written by a case of Machru Bezen. Doesn't say it by Meicher Atzmai. The third halacha.
Isn't it the same thing? 6 years means the same as.
Again. The Torah, I'm not saying halacha. I'm pointing out. There are four halachas that the Torah wrote about an Eved Ivri, and the Torah wrote all four of them by a case when Bezen sold.
Isn't the 6 years the same as Nirtza? It's the same thing.
Nirtza means post 6 years. He wants to stay on. He gets bored and he stays
here.
We know, again, did I say, or I'm pointing out where the Torah wrote it. You're jumping. I didn't jump. I'm going slow. The Torah wrote four halachas by a guy Bezen sells. Did not write any of those halachas by a guy who sold himself. The first halacha was that's a 6 year sale. No less, no more. The second halacha is he can stay on. The third halacha is the Torah says when he leaves, the master has to give him presents. The amount of presents, later on the Gemara will discuss. And the fourth halacha is that while he's a slave, an Eved Ivri, the master can give him a Shifcha Kananis. Under certain circumstances. And it can have him live with his Shifchas Kananis and become a slave producer. Become a stud. That's what it becomes. Now, none of those halachas are written by Meicher Atzmai. Zok the Gemara. The Tanya we learn. HaMeicher Atzmai, Nimka L'Sheish V'Yeser Al-Sheish. A guy who sells himself can sell himself for 6 years or more than 6 years. There's no six-year rule. Now, Rashi Shita happens to be the default is 6 years, but if he speaks out more, Gesundheit. The Torah never wrote a maximum of 6 years. Machru bezin, eidin imkelu l'sheish. Sheish shanim yavoy. That's it. Hamaykar atzmai, eidin itza. The Torah never wrote the parsha boring by a guy who sold himself. Machru bezin itza. Maykar atzmai, eimanikolai. There's no halacha that the master has to give him presents at the end of his term. What? Manika means given presents. Hanik, Hanik, Loi. Yitzharakam, Migay, right? Hanik, Hanik, Loi. Machru, Bez, and Manika, Loi. Hamaycher, Atzmai, ain't Rabbi Maisel, a Shifchi Knanis, and Rashi Shit is, he's not allowed to. A Yid is not allowed to live with a Shifchi Knanis. It's a lav. It's a special heter that a master has. So when he sells himself, that heter was never given. And therefore he's like a regular Yid. He is not allowed to live with a Shifchi Knanis. It's a lav in the Torah. Machru Bezin, the Torah says, Rabbi Maisel Shifri Knanis, which, by the way, shows a lowering of status. A Yid doesn't live with a Shifcha, and here, the master can force him to live with a Shifcha. And that's only by Machru Bezin, that's what this Mandi Amr says. Reb Lozer Aymer, Samer Gairish Reb Lozer, Samer Gairish Reb Eliezer, Zev Zayden Imkel L'Shesh, not true. All the halachas that were written by a Bezin selling apply to a person selling himself. 6 years. Zev is Nirza. Both have the option of staying on being bored. Zev is Manikulai. Both are given the presents. Zev is Rabbi Moisel and Shifchi Knanis. And in both cases, the master can give him a Shifchi Knanis. Meaning, we cross apply. The halachas were only written by Mecher Bezin. My love, Bohokimifligi. The Tanakhama servant, lo yalov sucker sucker, Reb Lozer yalov sucker sucker. The Machlokes is there Xavier Shava? You are looking for the Tana that doesn't learn sucker sucker? I found them for you. The Tana that doesn't learn sucker sucker is the Tana that says the four halakas written by Mecher Bezin don't apply by Mecher Atzmai. And the Tana that says it does, learn sucker sucker. So when we mentioned before, according to the Mandamar that doesn't learn sucker sucker, then we said, who is that Mandamar? I just showed him to you. Because he differentiates between Mecher Bezin and Machru Atzmai. Mecher Bezin has four halachas that don't apply to Mecher Atzmai. So, can an Eved that sold himself stay longer? Depends on this machlokes. According to one man, the Amar, his term is over, he's out. He can't ask to stay longer. He can resell himself, but he can't ask to sell longer. According to one man, the Amar, he can. According to one man, the Amar, the master has to give presents. According to the other man, they're not. According to one man, the Amar, he can be married to Shifchi Knanis. According to the other man, they're not. According to one man, the Amar, it's an automatic 6-year term, no more, no less. According to the other man, the Amar, it's negotiable.
So if he doesn't have enough money according to the other Lozer, he could resell himself.
Everybody can resell themselves. It's a new sale. The owner has to agree. It's a whole thing.
Or sell
someone else.
You get bored when you resell.
No. You don't get paid by a nirtza.
It's because of the gneva.
No. If I coach one of the other team, my Mecher Atzmai. This guy wants to stay on as a slave.
Without
payment? Nobody offered to pay him. He ahavtias adai near sishti vezbonai lo yetzei chavshi.
Well, why can't he say the reason I'm staying over is I need more back cash?
Again, then it's a resell. The owner may not want to pay cash for him. The owner is not, you can't force a guy.
Why do you have to say the whole shooter that I'm a wife this? I need more money to be able to pay.
That's a resale, that's not an irza. It's a different halacha.
The guy can stay on for another 2 years.
What? If the master's willing to pay. An irza's free.
Maybe he gets to stay with the shooter.
The master has to pay. If he's a resale.
Right.
Here he doesn't have to pay. Dr. Rashi. B'yeser ha'sheish, im hisnin limochel ha'sheshanam. Now Rashi says, it's only if he said, I want to sell for more. The default option is six. The withdrawal argues, and he says there is no default option. We don't know. It has to say exactly how much he's selling him, so forth. The case of Parshas Mishpatim that says Kisik Neves Ivri Sheish Shadim Yava, it is talking about when Bezin sells him. And Boring is written by Bezin selling him. The Gabi Yimachaloch Siva is written by the Parsha when Bezin sells him. Rabbi Meisel Shivchi Kananis, you live well this Mimeno. So he should produce babies. Ain't Rabbi Meisel Shivchi Kananis, so Krashi Vatsuraloi. You're not allowed to live with a Shivchi Kananis. Abba Bachru Bezin Siv, in my Dain of Yitlaisha. There it says clearly that the master can give him a Shivchi Kananis. Lo Yalav Sacher Sacher, whatever is not written is not written. Here you have your machlokes. And for the Gemara, Amar Av Tavyumi Mishmei Dabaya. No proof. The Kula Alma Yalav Sacher Sacher. Both of these Tanoim can learn the Gzeira Shava. But they have psukim that say the Meicher Atzmei don't have these four halachas. So what Abaye is going to say now is that it's not the lack of Gzeira Shava. The Gzeira Shava is there. But when the Torah says this is an exception to the Gzeira Shava, it's an exception. One Man Diyama has an exception, one Man Diyama doesn't. One Man Diyama has four exceptions, and one Man Diyama has no exceptions. And we're going to go through each one. Zog to Gemara. That's what Abaye is answering. You wanted to prove that one man diyama doesn't hold sucker sucker. That proof is not true.
But we're
going
to have to figure out why they
didn't have different. Exactly. We're going to take each one by itself. My time in the Tanakhama, the Amr Meicher Atzmei Nimka L'Shesh V'Yesher Al-Shesh. Why does the Tanakhama say that the six-year rule doesn't apply to Meicher Atzmei? Miyad Rachmana Gabi Mechru Bezen, Vavotcha Sheishanim. It says, Vavotcha Sheishanim. He should serve you 6 years. Because it said, Vavad Sheishanim. Vavotcha Sheishanim says, Zeh V'loi Meicher Atzmei. It's an exclusion. This one works for 6 years. The other Evidimi does not work for 6 years. V'idach, what does the other man the Yama do with the Avotcha? The extra Cha. It's to say that the Eved Ivri doesn't work for all inheritors. We will see later on that he works for the son, but he doesn't work for a brother or a daughter if they inherit. So, not all inheritors can continue the six-year term. He goes free. The Hidach, so what does the first man Yama do? Don't you need Vavotcha to tell me Loyli Irish? Vavotcha Akrinixiv. There's two avatchas. One avatcha is avatcha sheishanim, and one avatcha is kimishna slash sachar avatcha. Twice the Torah wrote cha. The idach latzos adn hula l'ksasa. This other man Yama says the second avatcha is to make the owner feel good. The Torah said he has to give the guy presents. The owner is saying to himself, "Why am I giving him presents? I paid for this." Zok the owner, zok the Torah. He worked for you double like an employee. So the Torah writes Cha to stress to the owner, he did for you something that employees don't do. That's why you should give him presents. The Idach, period. And therefore, that's the Machlokes. Is there an extra Cha here? The Torah wrote Vavad Cha twice. The Torah could have said Avad, Vavad, Avad, whatever way the Torah would have worded it. And the answer is the Torah is trying to exclude something with the Cha. So one comes to say it doesn't work for the Irish, depending who the Irish is. And one comes to say that's the Machlokes. One man the Yama says that the Torah is just writing, make the owner feel good. He worked for you. Why are you being cheap on the presents? And the other man the Yama says that's not what the Torah is doing. The Torah is saying he gets presents, he gets 6 years, and not the other one.
Mentioned that he worked double for him because he was in heaven. What's the double?
He works at night. He produces avadim. A regular employee doesn't produce avadim kananim for his master. This guy, I mean, I hate to use the word stud, but that's what he is.
Do you think that
working at night. I mean, you could have an employee that works at night.
No, but Mishnah Shnar Sachar means, the Gemara will explain, that he has a night job, and that is to live with the Shifchi Knanis.
Oh, that's all
one. Rashi, Zakt Rashi, the Kulam Yadav Sachar Sachar Lishar Mili. And you can learn that Kinyanim. Rani Lutanakam Behed Yixiv Mutayu. Says it to me explicitly. Beloy Hani Legs Yerushava. Beloy Liyarshim. The Ain the Oibid Leyes Aben, Leyes Abbas, Leyes Aach. If Ain Leyes Ben, if he doesn't have a son. Abel Oibid, who's Aben, can look on. Later on, we will learn out that he does work for the son. Abad Chachrin Yixiv. Kimishnes Chai Socher Abadcha. La Tzos Adoin. La Hartzais Ala Nokoi. To make him feel good about the fact that he has to give presents. Shlo Yixiv Einov. He shouldn't be upset that he has to give presents, because the Mephire scroll, like the Pasuk says there. Don't feel bad he's leaving you and you have to give presents, because he worked like a dog. I mean, Terry doesn't say those words, but that's the idea.
I mean, that's supposed to be say that to the Adon?
Yeah, we don't have to say it every time. The Torah says it to the Adon. The Torah says to the Adon, you know, you're giving presents, don't feel like you're the biggest tzaddik in the world. The guy slaved for you. So here's the first of the four machloikasin, what it depends on. Mitzvah Shem, on Monday morning, we will continue the other three, but that's what it is. At the end of the day, we learn out that an Eved Ivri is nikna b'kesef. If you hold of Sacher Sacher, from Xerah Shava, from Meicher Bezin to Amavriya, if you don't hold of Sacher Sacher, it's from the Vav of Bechisas. Now, will we find a Tana that doesn't hold of Sacher Sacher? We thought we found one, but now we're finding out that that's not a proof. We will continue Mitzvah Shem Monday morning. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.